Thanks to RX Bar for supporting the morning stream. RX Bar is a whole food protein bar with no BS. Get 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/TMS and use the promo code TMS. That's rxbar.com/TMS and the promo code TMS. Coming up on TMS, I made food and it was okay.
Dear lawyers, here's a boob.
Eating boogs is good for you.
Dad, punishment is the best punishment.
Shaq says happy birthday with a fat stack of cash.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
This is a story all about how
our bill gets flipped into a law.
I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there.
I'll tell you how a bill becomes law and this is our chain bag.
Here's that weird sounding woman again.
The Morning Stream.
Now all I have is a mission. This is the Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Morning Stream. It is TMS for March 7th, 2018. Scott Johnson here with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
I'm good. Thank
you. Fine. I'm fine. I actually am fine. I had a really good time last night. You remember I told you yesterday I was going to do this cooking class thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw some tweets, too, some photos.
Yeah, it was fun. We went with some neighbor friends. Their names are Laura and Rizzo. Not really.
Does he work in the motor pool?
No, no. Although that would have been helpful, probably. But no, his name is not really Rizzo. His name is, why can't I think of his name? What's wrong with me? Ross. No, his last name's Ross.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. My gosh. What is wrong with me? Laura and...
If you're going to drop names, know the names you're going to drop.
What is wrong with me? I talk to him all the time. My brain keeps saying Glenn Gary in my head. Like, I can't get it.
These are Glenn Gary and Glenn Ross.
What is wrong with me? Anyway, we're going to call him Rizzo for now. Okay. And they were fantastic company, of course. And we went in there and we sat down. And here's the best part. So the lady who taught us how to cook or taught us these various little techniques there was literally, and I'm not kidding, this is not me exaggerating, no hyperbole. She didn't quite reach my waist in her height.
Wow.
But she's not a little person. Not technically. Like, there's no way you'd look at her and say, oh, dwarfism. You'd instead look at her and just say, very small, but otherwise normally proportioned human being. Just very small. And so she's right here to me. So anytime I needed anything done, if she wanted to come check on what I was doing, she came running over
like
there and just
kid.
Yeah, like a little kid going, okay, now make sure you do the burp, burp, burp. I'm afraid I'm going to spill like burning butter on her face because she's so close.
Did she ever tell you to walk towards the light, Carolyn?
No, but that's a good comparison, actually. She reminded me a little bit of that lady. Anyway, so here's how it went. This is like a big grocery chain here for fellow Utahns. You guys have all heard of Harmon's. They're kind of a fancier, little higher level grocery kind of place. And as a result,
are they more like a health food, like a Sprouts or a Wild Oats or a place like that? Or is it just a higher end?
That's hard to say. Kind of.
Trader Joe's. Okay.
Kind of, because they have a lot of the same trappings of, like, if you're in this area, there's a dude who's slicing off fresh cuts of whatever.
Gotcha.
And it's all, you know, fancy this and that and all that. But then you have also big sections that are just straight up crackers and freaking cookies and shit. So it's kind of a weird combination of those two. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's kind of how it feels, a little discordant when you're in there. You're like, oh, on the one hand, this is fancy. On the other hand, where are the Oreos?
But then there's also a dude chopping up ham.
Yeah, there's a guy making ham who doesn't look happy about making the ham. Exactly. Then there's like artisanal cheeses and like special bread area. They got a whole bakery thing and all that. So upstairs, they have an upper level, and up there they have these classes. And it's very nice, all dedicated space, nice, you know, brand new kitcheny kind of stuff. And they put us in there in this big long table, and she walked through the entire preparation of everything that we were going to do, and then we went and did it. And it was all like Asian fare, although not really Asian, because Asians don't really eat pot stickers like we make and things like that. But, you know, like good homemade pot stickers and these skewers with like chicken teriyaki, this and that. And
that look really, really good. Is this, so this finally gives you some wings to spread where you're not doing weird eggs and hot dog burritos.
Well, you'd think, but I looked at my plate and I looked at everybody else's and I just thought, it's passable. There's nothing here that's it's not terrible. I wouldn't fail, but I'll bet if this was a class where I got graded, I'll bet it was like a C+. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm no good at this. Sure. Now, it kind of sparked in me a little bit of it'd be cool if I could learn, more. Like, I should learn more and just, like, take the time. That's the thing that was interesting about it, is I'm used to just, like, where the hell's my food? And in this mode, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to eat any of this until I take the time to make it. There's a good life lesson in that.
Right, and that's the hurdle. It's like, no, I want to eat now. Those cookies are in the box right now.
Yeah, and I was starving last night, so hungry, because I had an early lunch and then said, I'm not going to eat till tonight because I know the food's going to be good. And then by the time 6:30 rolls around, which is when we started it, we didn't eat till probably close to 8.
Oh, wow.
Quarter to 8 or something, because that's about when we were all done. I was dying. I was so freaking
I'm sure
hungry.
You were. Was it like, cut a little snack of this thing off. I don't care if it's raw chicken and put it into my mouth.
Well, kind of. You're not that far off, honestly, because there was like a salad-y thing that we were doing ahead of time, and I kept kind of picking at it, and the little short lady kept throwing me like shade glances, like, what are you doing? Get your hands out of there, sort of thing. But it was really good, and the company was good, and I feel like I learned some things. Here's the only the bummer of any of the experience. The alarms went off. You'd think that they would have this thought of, and they have multiple hoods in there, what do you call those? The big vents?
The stove hoods.
Yeah, yeah.
That suck up the smoke.
Yeah, when I worked at a Chi-Chi's, I had to get up and clean those.
They
were bad, dude. Seriously. The worst part actually was you would get in the hood and you'd spray this like anti-grease aerosol stuff.
Kind of like an easy off.
Yeah. But it was like industrial, and it would go straight to your freaking cells and turn you into a freaking.
That stuff is wicked toxic.
Yeah, it's bad. But yet here they were putting 17-year-olds up in there just breathing it in.
Let's put them up in an enclosed aluminum space and make them spray this shit all over the place.
Exactly.
All right, very good.
That's kind of how it felt.
Oh, man on the totem pole. Ha ha.
So this place had multiple hoods going, and they were all... Oh, and the way she would turn them on, it was like eye level. I'd flip a switch. For her, she had to have a broomstick thing, and she'd walk
no
by.
No way. Really? Yep. Oh, my gosh.
She's pushing them, turning them on. It was a hoot. Anyway... so Zane, it's Zane Ross. Oh my gosh, it just landed in my face. His name is Zane.
All you have to do is try and remember something else in it. I find that with memory, if you're struggling, like if it's the whole straw thing, it's a different thing than your straw, but I talked about this before where you're trying to remember something. You've got this Dermot Mulroney shaped straw and you're trying to remember the name that actor, but Dylan McDermott keeps getting stuck in that straw.
Yeah.
And you suck and suck and suck, and that straw just keeps getting plugged up with Dylan McDermott. And then as soon as you think of something else and you stop sucking on that damn straw, the little Dermot McRoney that's blocking it is going to slowly fall to the bottom of the glass and kind of open that back up so that when you suck it again, zip, Dylan McDermott comes right up.
Comes right up out of the thing. Yeah. I never want to suck him through a straw. But
I guess I could have done that same analogy with like Ashley Judd and
or anything like the name of a car that you can't remember, right, or something like that. But anyway, Zane, it's Zane, and he's great, and I don't know why I forgot his name. He's awesome. He's a nerd. he runs a bunch of cryptocurrency mining over there at his place, and has amazing gaming rigs and. Like, the guy's a genius. You see his YouTube videos. He custom builds all this stuff. He's really smart.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, Rizzo / Zane, that's his name. Anyway, so you'd think with all these hoods and all this ventilation and the fact that this is a communal space with multiple hot plate, stove, oven areas, okay, because there's enough there for, like, I don't know, a class of 16 people to work. We all had our own stoves. You'd think with all of that... you would have an alarm system that isn't sensitive to a little bit of butter cooking or something like that.
Right. Yes, exactly.
You'd think so, but you'd be wrong. Right. Because this lady, before we even got to it, before we did anything, she's just cooking up the butter for the pot sticker unit deal. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I almost recorded it. I wish I would have. And it may not even have come through. It would have been so bad on my phone. But it was the worst. Here, I'll try to do it. Okay? So here it goes. Okay.
Now, don't you think, I was thinking about what you just said about, well, you know people are cooking in there, so you'd probably want to have it on a lower setting. I think because these are all amateur chefs, you probably want to have it on a higher setting because there's an increased likelihood that somebody's going to burn the crap out of something.
Yeah, or like I thought of lots of stuff like that. Are they going to cut their hands? Is there like an increased risk of all sorts of things? We didn't have to sign a waiver or anything, so which surprised me. I thought at least for like some of this meat is... You know, if you screw up your own chicken, maybe you're gonna get sick, but it's not their fault.
It's not our fault. You put it. You cooked it.
Yeah.
When we did our knife skills class, the Sur La Table knife skills class, we did have to sign a waiver, but I guess we did. We baked some fries. We chopped up. We made some hummus. We did. There was some cooking stuff involved too. We did grilled up some roasted red peppers and stuff like that. But at some point. Keenan and I have a gift certificate for a macaron cooking class. You know, those sandwich-style cookies that usually have a very satiny finish to them, cream-filled and stuff.
I like
usually
those.
In pastel colors.
Yeah, those always get confused with macaroons.
Macaroons, yeah, exactly, which are totally different.
Yeah, nothing like them. It's kind of dumb, actually. It's like having something called a steak and a steak. Like,
right, exactly. I agree. It's it's a dumb. Way to name a cookie.
Yeah,
oh, we've already got a cookie called a macaron. Let's just take out 1-0. Oh, we're the French. We will take out the 1-0. Yeah, and we'll call another cookie a macaron.
Plus, their president right now, the French president's name is like macaron or macaron or something.
President Macaron.
Yeah, they can't get that crap figured out. That sounds like a fun class. And Kim did do the knife thing before, and I guess they did have her sign a thing there as well. But
yeah,
she was a star last night because most of these people don't know how to do a lot of this. That's why they're taking the class. Mm-hmm. And both men and women, they were all couples, by the way, so nobody was there on their own. And she is just... The lady's like, now be careful. Went then choppy, choppy, blah, 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 giving us all these warnings and stuff. And Kim is just shunk, 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 doing all this like perfect cuts and scrapes and moves. Yeah. And she got the claw with the hand perfectly. And she just, and the lady was like, well, I guess you've done this before. And I'm like, go back to freaking Rainbow Land, Munchkin Land. Anyway, I didn't know. She was nice. She wasn't bad.
I'm
anything.
Sure she was.
She was very nice. By the way, someone's got a serious question in the chat room. They say, a Major Dumperoo says, is this cooking class a voluntary endeavor or has it been mandated by Kim so that you don't have to subsist on weird tortilla hot dog creations? And he says, serious question. No, she did it. She tells me because she wanted to do something fun.
Yeah.
With me. That would just be a fun little thing we've never done before together. And it was. I had a blast. I'm surprised how much fun I had. I don't think I did a great job. I don't think I impressed anybody. The things I was in charge of were, you know, they turned out okay. But that alarm, dude, just about ruined the night. And they couldn't find somebody to turn it off. And it was so loud in there. Everybody's got their fingers deep in their ears trying not to hear it. And meanwhile, it's just going off and there's a flashing light.
Was that down in the store too or just up in that area? Do you think it was like going on throughout the whole building?
Oh, I don't know. That's a funny idea. I don't know if everyone else had to deal with it or just us. That's a good question. I kind of love the idea that it may have been everywhere. That would be pretty good. But anyway, somebody eventually went and talked to somebody and they turned it all off. But for the rest of the time, so there was no more alarm sound, but the flashing strobe that goes off for the alarm still flashed like the entire time. So I was like, well, one way or the other, either we're going to have our ears destroyed or we're all having seizures. So let's just do this. Let's get in. Let's enjoy our seizure time. Good times. Anyway, it was really fun, and I recommend it. If you've got a place near you like this, like the Sur La Table place you went, sounds like a good one. Mm-hmm. They have classes. Yeah. I'm sure there's plenty. I'm sure there's others I don't even know about that just do this.
Man, and it accomplishes so many different things. I mean, you say you don't know if you did very well or not, but I'll bet that you, you know, you'll know how to make a new sauce next time you're in the kitchen when Kim's out of town, or you'll, you know, you'll be like, oh, we'll pick up some chicken breasts and do this teriyaki thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine there's some ideas. But I mean, these classes, there's like a bunch of things that these things do. Obviously, they teach you how to cook. Duh. That's kind of the obvious thing. If you're single, it's probably a great way to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're a couple and you're, you know, well, we just want to meet some other couples, then that's probably a good thing. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just fun. It's just, yeah, you know, if you're fun. In a relationship, if you are a couple, it's a fun thing to do together that brings you closer, I think. So.
Yeah, and there's one quote-unquote couple, I think, that was a dad and a daughter. And
that looked like a blast.
I would love to do that with one of my kids, you know?
Right.
Like, Kim should take Nick and teach him how to. Well, he's already pretty good, though. So I don't know if he needs it. She's been teaching him anyway, but.
Oh, that's good. Smart. That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really the one that needed that needed the help. But anyways, so it was fun, and I think people should do it, and it'd be dumb if you didn't. And by the way, here's one other question for you, Brian. This is another.
Of course.
What's the word? I wouldn't say a. What's the word for this? It's not like a. It's not. Well, you. Okay. You just make it for what you think.
What's the question?
You answer it the way you want to answer it. Zane and Laura, who went with our neighbors, they're very humble, nice people. But they're very. I say this because I don't want them to hear it and go weird, but they're very attractive people.
Okay.
Like a very attractive couple. They're not much younger than us, but.
Did he show you his wiener?
No wieners. All right, okay. Not that I'm aware of. I don't think I saw.
So they're a very attractive couple.
Yeah, very attractive couple. She's very pretty. He's a handsome guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, by the way, head shaved like you. He's gone the full, let's just shave the head, got a mm-hmm. nice goatee beard thing and going. In fact, it's a lot like you. but
I figured that as soon as he said he was a good looking guy.
I just realized where I was going, the inevitable place
just
I was going.
You're underlining that fact, but okay, sure.
I feel like the way I'm going is like, he's like you in every way except he's very attractive. anyway, they're very attractive people. Is it weird to... Because it's a completely platonic friendship. I mean, I guess for me that goes without saying. Because they're just neighbors and, you know, they're just people we know.
Sure.
Is it weird, though, I'll be sitting there going, man, they're a good-looking couple. Is that weird?
No.
Okay.
I was waiting for the weird thing. It's definitely not weird to, like, you know, look at a couple of people, especially friends, and say, well, you know, they're a good-looking couple. They look good, and they look good together.
Do you think it'd be weird if they knew that I was glancing at them across the table going, it's a good-looking couple? Do you think that'd be weird for them to know that I was thinking that? I don't think they think that of us, by the way, at all. I think they, maybe Kim, but not me. Not me, right? No one's looking at me and going, oh.
No, they're like back in their car on the way back home saying, man, what a funny looking couple. I mean, she's really attractive, but he's like tall, lanky, and cocky, and keeps bringing up wieners. Man, I don't.
And the food he made tonight, I mean, that was barely passable, like all that stuff.
Well, there you go. There's a side. Like, let's say they said, you know, you guys are a really good looking couple. You mm-hmm. wouldn't be like, oh my God, these people are weird. We must never do anything with them again. You'd be like, oh, thanks.
These people are weird. We must never do anything with them again. Exactly. I love that.
Well, that is that friendship.
Yeah. No, this is good stuff. I appreciate the advice.
There's nothing at all wrong with looking at a couple and thinking they're an attractive couple. There's nothing at all with, you know, looking at a woman and thinking she's an attractive woman. It's how you act upon that has come up as the big topic of the day.
Yeah, that's true. That is the rip from today's headlines. I guess what I don't ever want to have happen is somebody just, I don't know. We live in weird times, and I don't want anybody ever going, what are you, some kind of swinger? It's like, no, I think they're just a nice-looking couple. Now, you know, if one of them came up to me and said, so we've done the cooking class, and we've seen, we saw Blade Runner together and a few other science fiction movies, wondering if you guys are ready to take it to the next level. And I'd be horrified. I'd be like, no, thanks. Right. That's good. We're just friends. So, I mean, literally, so I'm not looking for, it's kind of a non-problem. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. But I needed somehow you telling or reminding me that is good. I needed someone to bounce that off of. and not.
No, there's nothing at all wrong with that. And I think part of what makes you, you, Scott, is the fact that you do worry about that.
I know, it's so dumb.
It's like, oh man, I think they're a really good looking couple, but if I say anything, are they gonna think that we wanna go bone?
Oh my gosh. That is so funny. It is kind of how my brain works. And I should probably learn how to not do that as much. But yeah. Like if I had said, is it appropriate for me to turn, lean over the table and say, man, you guys are a good looking couple. What would they, what that would be weird, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be weird?
No, it would not be weird at all. Would not be weird at all. Well, it depends on how the man, you guys are a good looking couple. I think maybe that might be a little over. You definitely don't want to like oversell it. Because then it does start getting, holy cripes, you guys are a good looking couple. Man. I think that may get a little awkward, but yeah, you guys are a really good looking couple.
Yeah, I mean,
be like, oh, thanks. I'll get back to cutting your celery.
I'm glad I ate some saltpeter before I came here because, man, you guys are so good looking.
Now, if you were to lean over to Zane and say, man, you got a good looking wife, that one I think might be borderline. Over the top, especially if it was a, damn, you got a good looking wife. Then I think, yeah, you might be crossing the
line. Well, they're just good, healthy, robust human beings, and I noticed it, and you know, I started thinking about it too much, and now I'm fine. Now I'm fine. It's out of my system. Everything is fine.
Sure.
What's great about this entire conversation is Kim is directly above me doing taxes right now.
Yeah.
And she's probably laughing her head off at this. Because she'll be able to hear
And it. All of your other neighbors are listening to this going, oh, great, so he doesn't think we're a good-looking couple.
Yeah. And by the way, I shouldn't have done this. The guy I told you about yesterday that was standing in his window with his wiener
Yeah.
I told Kim and Carter about it, and I showed them the window. I said, that's the window, so just kind of keep right. Now that's all they can see when they go outside is that window.
Right, of course. Why did you... I can understand telling Kim. I think Carter might have been... Like, Carter's now going to, if she has to walk anywhere, she's going to go around the block the other direction just to avoid that window.
So weird. Anyway, so that's going on. Hey, what's going on with March? We need some requests. What's happening?
We do. There's a lack of requests in the TMS request bin for March. We've got one for today. We got one for later on this month. But, man, I mean, we got a few for later on this month. But usually by this time, I've got about, you know, six requests that... for songs, for the end of show cover songs. And I swear, if you know, you guys don't get in there and make some requests at what's the tinyurl.com/TMS requests, picking for specific days if you can. And don't worry about making like an exact song. Oh, it has to be this cover of such and such by that guy. Just say, hey, you got a good cover of Call Me by Blondie? I'd love to hear one.
Yeah, you know what'll happen if you don't do it? You're going to get this. Gonna get nothing.
Oh no,
that Africa covers.
That's too nice. That's way too nice. That's not what I'm thinking they're gonna get. You want to know? I'm gonna play a little bit of what you're gonna get if you if you don't
let's get a taste. Let's get a taste.
So I'm gonna turn on my little microphoney phony thingy here, and here's what you're gonna get if you don't.
All right.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love.
That's Crispin Glover. Marty McFly's dad, everybody. Crispin Glover.
Wait, that was... Oh, I didn't know it was Crispin Glover. Weird. Yeah, we can't play... We can never play that without... Candyman will come out and shoot bees out of his mouth.
There's a real danger, an inherent danger. Genie has been now spamming the chat room with the tiny.cc. I guess it's tiny.cc/TMS requests, but...
Y'all should do that. And here's the funny thing about that. I think sometimes what will happen is everybody just... There's always a request, right? So people just hear it, and they're like, oh, there'll always be a request here. And they may even have something in their life where they're like, oh, I should do a request for that. But they probably got a bunch to go. Like... It's a weird artificial lowering of how many requests we get because there would be more, but a lot of you just think it'll be full. So now you know what isn't. So there you go. tiny.cc/TMS requests. Send them in and get them going.
Ashley in the chat room, Jackalope Ashley said, what if I request Mike Tyson singing One Night in Bangkok? Listen, Ashley, I'll play it. I'll listen to that thing 100 times a day just to hear Mike Tyson mispronounce the word cerebral or cerebral is the way he pronounces it.
He says cerebral. Oh, that's great.
Cerebral.
I love that.
Cyan, gonna be the witness to the ultimate test of cerebral fitness.
I love it. All right. You've heard it. You know what you have to do. So quit screwing around, everybody. Get in there. Make it happen. Let's do this. Hey, everybody. Look at what we got here. It's an episode of Stump Dunaway with Brian Dunaway, who's on the line right now. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, hello.
Speaking of cerebral fitness, we have our fitness
cerebral
fitness instructor right here.
Yeah, you do. Brian Dunaway is a weird egg because years ago, when we first met, you were kind of a little round roly-poly guy from the South. Okay.
You met me. Let's put it this way: you met me at a time that was not my best.
I understand, and it's fine. You just look like a normal dude, just an average guy. Whatever. You weren't like.
From 2001 to about 2008 was a time where I sat a lot and I ate a lot and I ballooned up to about 230.
Yeah, for your height, that was not where you wanted to be.
Yeah.
And I met you. I think the first time we physically met was 2009 in the Nerdtacular that year. You came out here with your family, and I've got pictures of you and us hanging out and everything, and. Since then, though, you've become like one of my idols as far as like weight loss and maintaining that and getting out there. And it's not like you're running marathons. You're just getting the 30 minutes in here and there, and you're making it work, and you're growing that hair out, and you're looking like, I mean, you might be Jesus. I don't know.
You might be Jesus. That sounds like my new band.
Yeah, get a T-shirt. You might be Jesus.
I might be Jesus. Yeah. Hey, but I appreciate Scott taking the picture during my my fat years, and I appreciate you keeping that always as the picture on the Frog Pants website.
Yeah,
is my picture. I appreciate that.
I should probably swap that out because there's lots of
keep it there. It motivates me. It's like oh, remember this? Oh yeah, don't ever go back there again.
Yeah, for me it's the 3D scan and print that I did a few years ago at Comic-Con. That's one I keep up there in the kitchen, and when I look at that, it's like, yeah, maybe I'll have a carrot stick instead of that little Debbie snack cake.
Did you file down the wiener shape in it though?
I went in with the 3D program. Well, okay, because the wiener, bulge.
Did you zoom
in
enhance on that part? It's like zoom in enhance.
Absolutely. Listen, there was absolutely some sort of 3D scan artifact going on there. I'm not saying I'm shaped like a Ken doll, but right. This was like when you go to Fascinations and buy the what's his face, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
So right. So if I was to go do a scan, I should prepare myself beforehand.
Yes.
Sure that I'm.
Yeah. Sure you're. I don't know. What do you get? A little duct tape or something. Keep.
Just sit there and think of baseball scores. That's all I gotta do. Hey. How about this? Ready for this? I got this for you. Ready? Right. So hope this works.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's real, isn't it?
Cerebral fitness.
Okay, well someday we do need to play that.
I think so.
Yeah,
I play that every year as part of Coverthon, but it's one of my things to play to make it stop. People pay to make it stop.
You must save that for like middle of the night because I've never heard it on Coverthon, but I'm never there at like.
I do save it. When I need that extra little boost of energy for whatever reason, that thing makes me smile.
You don't want to do it when people are listening, So you do it at like 3 a.m. That's perfect.
That's when all the Europeans are listening to Coverthon.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, those guys need their fix. All right, we're going to play a game here with Brian Dunaway. I've put up the number 801-285-9395. That's 801-285-9395. Call in or call now and be a part of today's Stump Dunaway because you could win some stuff. And I'm going to actually add something to that, but I will get to that in a second. First, let's take this call from who's this? Hello.
Hey, this is Matthew Sargent from Chicago.
Matthew Sargent, one of maybe in the top two best artists in the entire Frog Pants community. Dude's a monster. In fact, I was watching you, or I was seeing some of your posts about the dragon you've been doing. And hats off, man. That's a lot of scales. That's a pain in the ass to do all that stuff. Look at that Ibbot drawing. Oh, it's great, dude.
There's the Lesarge cover man.
Yeah. It's really good.
Stan Lee down here.
Yeah, it's for years, just killing it. And a huge admirer of your stuff, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Well, no problem. Let's see if we can win something for you today. I was going to add like a custom drawing during the show, but now that it's you, now that it's him, man, I'm not doing it for him. He's too good. I'm in awe of his style and work.
Gordon Ramsay is our contestant today. As one of our prizes, I'm going to make you a cupcake.
That is kind of how it feels. So F that.
We'll send him some Malort as part of his prize package.
Oh, I like that. Some Malort. Mm.
Oh, sure. That'll be good.
Yeah. Everyone likes a little Malort. All right, Lesarge, here's your option or thing. Brian's going to explain it, and let's see what you can win. Go ahead, Brian.
That's right, Matthew. We're going to be asking Brian Dunaway a trivia question here in just a moment. The answer to that trivia question, as you probably have guessed by now, is a number. Brian Dunaway is going to give his guess. And then we're going to turn to you and ask you if the correct answer is higher or lower than Brian Dunaway's guess. If you're correct today, you get a prize package, a physical prize package, not a virtual prize package, but a physical prize package that includes this XL t-shirt of Castlevania, which comes in this really nice box. The box I will break down to ship to make it a little bit easier, but you'll get the box too, and it's Castlevania t-shirt inside, as well as a Black Panther poster. Mini poster you can put next to your desk. It's a pretty cool package. Cool. All of this can be yours if you answer this question, the topic of which is barbecue.
Oh, well, I like some barbecue. And Chicago,
who doesn't like a little barbecue?
Does Chicago have any sort of hold on the whole we have the best barbecue thing like every other town seems to fight over? Or do you guys just are like, nah, we're just pizza and Italian?
Hot dogs.
Yeah. Pizza, Italian, and hot dogs mostly. Oh, I mean, we have good barbecue, but I don't think we have any unique barbecue.
Yeah.
You probably get some of the Kansas City barbecue more than the Carolina barbecue style, I'm guessing.
Or Texas,
If you were to have barbecue in Chicago, I'm guessing it's going to be more like the Kansas City style.
Also, you guys need to quit calling it deep dish pizza. Just call it lasagna, because that's what it is. Just a big lasagna with like a bread crust in it.
There's no noodles.
Oh, that's true.
Right, exactly.
Is that the rule? Lasagna needs noodles, right? Is that the deal?
I think that's actually written in lasagna law. Lasagna.
Lasagna. All right, well, Lesarge, which is French for the Sarge, let's get straight into it. We're going to ask Brian Dunaway this question. Brian, are you ready for your barbecue question?
Oh, bring it on. I am hungry for a barbecue question.
Did you know that charcoal is made from wood? Or as Brian wrote, form wood.
Whatever. I did know that. Okay, I did know that. I play Minecraft.
It's fine. Form wood.
Form wood.
Yeah. Don't tell us how. All right. As a matter of fact, they grind up some wood. They heat it up really hot, and it turns into a substance called char, which is then pressed into charcoal. We've been doing it for about 30,000 years. In Fahrenheit degrees, so not that weird space points thing that the French use. Not that. But Fahrenheit degrees, how hot do you have to burn wood to turn it into charcoal? I'll give you a hint. It's pretty damn hot.
Oh, really? That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought it would take in very much because, I mean, I've built a outdoor fire. I've seen what happens to the wood.
Yeah, right? You're an arsonist.
And that's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that, you know, when you put wood in the fire and stuff, you're not turning into char, you're turning into ash.
True.
Yeah.
But not all of it burns all the time, right?
No.
Because you're right, though. It's still got to have some abilities to burn afterwards. Wow, that is a really tough question because I have no idea because, I mean, I know how hot I can cook my pizza before it turns to charcoal.
Yeah.
About 450.
Yeah. I did this a while ago. We got one of those. Is it Papa John's or Papa Murphy's you take home? Papa Murphy's, right? I think so. Where you go and buy it and
Papa
then you cook it yourself.
Papa Murphy's is the take and bake, right? Yep.
Yeah. So I did that once with the Papa Murphy's. This wasn't that long ago. And we thought, oh, Papa Murphy's, this is great. Put it in the thing. Okay, start the movie. And then about an hour into the movie, I was like, oh, shit, the Papa Murphy's. We go upstairs, crack open the oven, and it was just a circle of black. So that was probably charcoal right. of some sort. I could probably
That's
use
what
it
I'm
later.
Thinking. So to you know, I like to reason these things out, and my sure. reasoning is this. I have cooked many pizzas, and I've never turned it into any type of charcoal. Now, dough is not exactly wood, but I have a feeling it's going to be in that range to burn it without actually turning it to ash. So I know that my oven at about 450 degrees will turn my pizza to a charcoal-esque consistency. Sure. I'm going to go with...
You know that from George Orwell as well.
Sure.
Right, true. So Fahrenheit 450 is what I'm going with.
450 Fahrenheit for the... That sounds like a Michael Moore movie title, but whatever. 450 Fahrenheit degrees.
Shame on you, Mr. Dunaway. Shame on you.
My favorite thing you've ever said just now, by the way, is dough isn't exactly wood. That's a fantastic thing.
Dough is not exactly wood, yeah. But it's the only element that I can come up with right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I got to quote that on Twitter. In fact, I'm doing it right now. All right, there you go. All right, well, it was 400 and that number he gave. What was it, 451? Is that what you said?
450.
450. No, 450. Yeah. 450. That's my oven only goes in increments of 25.
Okay.
I don't know what your oven does.
Look, but, you live in the South. You guys just got unleaded gas. Temple of Doom opens next weekend. It's fine. Dunaway or Brian Ibbett, is that the correct number?
450 degrees Fahrenheit is incorrect. Lesage is the correct answer, higher or lower than 450 degrees.
Well, I think most wood is significantly denser than pizza, so I'm going right. to go higher.
I like your thinking. It's a pretty good mathematical breakdown. Let's find out if that's correct. Is it higher?
Congratulations.
It's totally higher.
You're a winner.
1,800 degrees Fahrenheit.
Holy crap.
You got to blast the crap out of that wood with some heat.
How hot is my fire out in the backyard then? Because wow.
Well, hotter than you thought, I guess.
Not right. as hot as that. I mean, you have to use really? A special, like, you can make char in your backyard by doing that kind of thing. You build a fire pit and then you put a barrel in the middle of that and you put your wood in there and so the fire doesn't actually come in contact with the wood. You just kind of cook the wood. Yeah. But the right way to do it is with one of these special ovens that it can blast 1,800 degrees on that wood.
I'm impressed that with your sense. I'm impressed with your that knowledge of this stuff, Ibbett. I had no idea you knew about all that.
I found, so, you know, I get the questions. I'm mm-hmm. not going to say my source, but I get the questions. And then I do research on them to make sure that the answers that they have are correct. And then I actually, in the process, learn a little bit about everything I talk about. I've actually talked about the question I asked early on about how many people have gone over Niagara Falls. There was a question about the very first woman to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel during that Geek Bowl thing last month.
Oh, so no way.
Like, oh, yeah.
I'm still sticking with one in that answer. Well,
I'm just impressed. It's like a great way to kind of keep keep yourself hot and ready for all these trivia things you do.
Yeah.
But also, that's what Brian does. What I do is forget my good friend's name, which is Zane, and I think it's Rizzo. So that's how dumb I am. By the way, Celsius, for those who are listening, still wondering what 1800 Fahrenheit looks like, 982.2 degrees Celsius is also still a very high number. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Well done. Lesage, all you got to do is send an email to briancoverville@gmail.com. And when you do such a thing, he'll send you these prizes, and huge congratulations, dude. And if you're not, by the way, if you're not following him on Twitter, is it just at Lesage on Twitter? I can't remember.
It's MB Sargent on Twitter.
MB Sargent. MB, sorry. M is in Matthew. B Sargent on Twitter.
I'll put it in the chat.
Yeah, worth doing. Right, dude's there. Talented as hell and makes the rest of us work harder. So go check it out. Congratulations, and thanks for playing. Brian Dunaway. You have made somebody else happy today. Well done. Good job.
Not just us, but somebody else.
Yeah.
Right? It was a poor guess. I thought it was a good guess. It was a poor guess.
Well, poor guess or not, having you here is great. The Brian Dunaway on Twitter. If you're all sitting to yourselves, wait a minute, weren't you guys supposed to do a boop show on Monday? We were. I had shit come up. It's not Brian's fault. I had stuff that came up I had to do. I had to deal with it. Don't worry. It's like a week off. We'll be back. It's fine. We'll hear all about the spoilers to Rhyme when we get there. Okay? Calm yourselves down. Bye, Brian. Weirdo. All right. He's out. He's gone.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, some of this.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive, sensational summary of world and local events.
It's the news brought to you by...
Do you like tabletop role-playing games, but you hate having to buy books every time a new edition is released?
Yes.
I'm picturing a black and white video footage of somebody like trying to carry 58 different D&D books, and they're all falling out of their hands. What about a believable alternate history timeline set in post-World War II? Does the thought of using psi-crafting powers to defeat hellish Othersiders excite you?
Mm.
Does me. Check out Necromech, now on Kickstarter, the first tabletop role-playing game to work like World of Warcraft. That's N-E-C-R-O-M-E-C-H.
So it means long queue times, it means disconnects,
that's right.
You can't zone yes. in at and, the same time. Brr.
Your first step is finding Mancrick's wife.
Yeah. I love that you. That is such a strong memory for you.
That's my Warcraft go-to.
I love it. I love it.
It's such a heartbreaking story.
It is
a
heartbreaking
story. And now it's gone forever.
Yeah, you're never going to play it again.
People who came to Warcraft after the Cataclysm have no idea about Mancrick's wife.
Yeah. What I like is that you're single-handedly keeping it alive. So good job.
Unlike Mancrick.
Yeah, You're making it, I don't know, you're keeping it, that's good. You're keeping the hope
alive.
Doing
what Mancrick was unable to do, keeping Mancrick's wife alive.
Exactly. Well, we got a good Utah story for you. By the way, at the top of the show, I played that really horrible rap thing.
Oh, God, yes, the Utah legislature.
Oh, my gosh, it's so bad. It's worse than
you think. Somebody said that to us via Facebook, and the first thing I replied with was the video of Sam Malone and his people like, seeing rappers on TV because they've had a groin injury. Groin injury.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I thought of when I saw that.
It's really, really bad. It sounds bad if I just tell you what it is, but when you see it, you go, oh, this is worse than you ever thought it could be. And it's supposed to be fun and lighthearted and showing a bunch of professional legislators, you know, putting their hair down a little bit. It's really bad. At the other break, I've got another segment of that thing. So enjoy that. So there's been some really goofy Utah things lately. Here's one of them. Every lawyer in Utah just received, this is yesterday, if you are part of the Utah Law Bar Association, and you are a practicing lawyer in the state, my home state of Utah, you just received a photo of some boobs. So congratulations.
They saw naked people.
Yeah, they saw naked people. Attorneys across Utah received an unexpected piece of email from the state bar on Monday, a picture of boobs. We were horrified, says John Baldwin. You shouldn't be horrified, probably. I mean, I'm just saying it's not the worst thing.
It could be worse, right?
Yeah, you could see something worse than that. The organization's executive director, he told Fox 13 in here in Salt Lake City, he says, quote, "We are investigating to discover how this occurred. Our goal is to find out what happened and ensure it never happens again," unquote. Utah State Bar also tweeted an apology. It says, "Apologies to all who received the inappropriate email from the Utah State Bar. We are aware of the situation and are investigating the matter." Let's see. The email contained
Isn't the bar the right place to see boobs anyway?
You know, if you're going to see boobs, go to the bar. Yeah.
Right. Like, whether it's the Utah State Bar or the bar down the corner or wherever. Dad joke. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's a good one. I liked it. The email contained the subject line, 2018 Spring Convention Walk-Ins Welcome, Learn How, unquote.
Nice.
And it had an image of the March event, so that's fine. That was there. And then right below it, boobies.
So you know how this, I don't know if this is how it happened, but, okay, so I'm looking at it, and it's like, it's one of those HTML emails. This is something that I do outside of podcasting, my other life, doing freelance, one of the companies I work for. I do all sorts of HTML email design. And what they might have done is copied a graphic from somebody somewhere else and put it in the HTML email as opposed to grabbing that graphic, putting it on their own servers. And so when somebody finds this out, we actually did this. When I was working at that company that did the sales presentation, I'm trying to think of how this went. Did our website and had some graphics on there, and one of them was a couple of people looking at a computer working on our software, and it was like a clip arty kind of photograph. It didn't show our software, but it just showed a couple people like, oh, this looks like a good presentation kind of thing.
Sure, like business stock photos, that kind of thing. Sure.
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. And somebody, instead of which is also bad, downloading that photo, putting it on their own website, they just put a link to our photo on their website. And when we found that out, when we saw that we were getting a lot of traffic from this other website, we decided to change the image to something else. Like, we repointed our graphic to something else on our site so that wouldn't be affected.
Right.
And then we changed the name of the image, or I'm sorry, we changed the image to be something else but kept the same name so that it would change it on their servers.
Yeah.
And I think we changed it to something less than savory for a little while.
It may be this. It could be that.
It could be this. Yeah. It totally could be this.
Bunch of dumb lawyers. They don't know how to do anything. Freaking Manafort. The funny thing about the latest news with Manafort is the reason he's in additional trouble now is because he didn't know how to make a PDF file out of a Word document. And that's how they found all this paper trail stuff, because the guy, they're like technically inept sometimes. And that's probably one of these deals. Who knows? Now, I'm going to show this on the chat. There's nothing. I mean,
it's censored.
It's just a black bar there. But that's the image they got. So they got all the normal stuff that's supposed to be about their big event in St. George, which, by the way, is a great place to have your event. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, lady boobs. So there you go.
You know, and the problem, and nobody's ever really nailed this down. The problem isn't boobs. The problem really is nipples. Like, you know, you can see with that censored photo, you can actually see side and under boob without a problem. And you know pretty much almost everything you need to know about those boobs from that censored version. The problem is...
everything you'd want to know.
Like, all right, I kind of get the idea. I see how roughly the size and shape and where they are and on her chest is the right place to find those. But the fact that the nipples are the problem. It's not boobs. Boobs aren't a problem. Nipples are a problem.
Isn't that a weird thing? We're weird.
It is a weird thing.
It's a weird. It's always been a little bit weird. Because if this was a dude, some muscular dude, nobody would blink an eye.
Show nipples without any problem.
Yeah. So why? Obviously it's a societal thing. It has to be, because otherwise, what are we talking about? Is it because she could feed the baby and he can't, or is it because, like, I'm really curious about this. Why is that? I mean, and you and I will do it too. If you're at work and you pull up a website, it's like suddenly there's a picture of Jason Momoa with no shirt on, you'd go, why is that there? All
right,
well, anyway.
Right. But
if that popped up, you'd go, ah, and you'd like close all four. What's going on?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. I'm on light rail or something, and I'm flipping through my email, and then one of those comes up. Oh, it's Jason Momoa. All right, whatever. But yeah, like a topless woman. Oh gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
Nipples.
Yeah.
Not always looking at nipples.
Senior Geek 49 says, this is Gary says, free the nipple. Now look, Gary, right. I'm with you, but hearing you say free the nipple, there's something weird about that. I don't know why. Look, girls that Gary would date, freeing the nipple means they got caught in your belt buckle.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, wow. Look, I made an old person gravity joke where their boobs get really long, see? just kidding.
I know. Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that.
I do like that people are pointing out that you're bringing up Jason Momoa again, kind of organically. I did
that yesterday with somebody, some other name I kept bringing up. I keep doing this.
No, it was Jason Momoa yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Maybe it was. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I was surprised totally
you didn't bring up Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's your go-to.
I think it's because Kim's watching some series on Netflix that I don't think is very good, but she likes it. It's called Red Road or something. And he's like a ex-pharmacist, but now lives up in the Appalachian Mountains or something. And
Jason Momoa plays an ex-pharmacist?
I think so, yeah. I think that's the deal.
I'm hooked already.
And he gives out medicine to people.
Our main character is an ex-pharmacist. Who would be the right person for that role? I know. The guy who played the head of the Dothraki on Game of Thrones. He'd be perfect for this.
I mean, it's hard to say. I don't know. I mean, why Aquaman's in that show, I don't know. But he's got... He's so up in that show, and I've seen it so much just glancing at it. He's my kind of my go-to because he's such a big freaking, you know, he's beautiful man, that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfair what he is. I don't like it. He can F off.
Right.
Oh, he should be the new Medicine Man. They should remake Medicine Man, and he could be Medicine Man and say things like, you ever lose your car keys? He could say that.
Go. Yeah.
I lost the cure to cancer. It's with my car keys. eating boogers is good for you. Ugh, even saying it makes one to throw up.
No wonder kids are so healthy.
This is according to theindependent.co.uk in their health and family section. Picking nose healthy and good for your children, according to a new study. Most people agree that picking your nose is frowned upon. Eating the contents, well, that's a bit gross. Oh, I can't even read it. It's hard for me to read it. But nose picking is not a rare thing to see, especially in children. We either grow out of our nose picking ways by adulthood or simply do it in private on most occasions. Wait a minute. Are there adults who pick their nose and, again, makes
no, just picking it is something you do as an adult.
Well, people sure, you got to dislodge like a thing. I get that. But, like, if I ever see a grown adult pick and eat.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not talking about the eating in here.
I would die if I saw that.
They're saying nose picking is not a rare thing to see, particularly by children. We either grow out of it by adulthood or we just do it in private. But the eating is...
It's making me... I'm actually getting a little sweaty talking about this. I don't like it. Anyway, the study found that you got a whole kinds of bunch of stuff in there that forms a barrier against cavity-causing bacterias. And that's the reason you see a kid do it. It actually might be an instinct based on a survival thing that we didn't know we had. So when you see a kid doing that, the normal parental instinct is like, dude, get your hand out of there, wappo! And they tell them not to do it. But really, really what you might be doing is interfering with their immune system, so don't do it.
Yeah, and you, not to continue on the gross kind of subject matter, but it's not something, like even picking your nose is not something you necessarily want to do in excess anyway, because the reason you have that lining of mucus in your nose is to protect yourself from airborne viruses and bacteria. And
yeah, it has a job to do.
So and, don't overdo it, people.
Yeah, don't overdo it. I understand if you're, if you're starving. No, don't even do that. I'm sorry, you guys. It's terrible. It's an awful subject. Let's move on to Shaq's birthday. Shaquille O'Neal is his name. He had a birthday. He's 46 years old on Tuesday. Congratulations.
We're going to save this other article for tomorrow, right?
Oh, did I skip one?
Yeah, we'll save it. So we can save it for tomorrow. There's a lot of talk for that one.
Yeah, we'll do that. Oh, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah. The NBA great turned 46 years old on Tuesday and was at the Atlantic Station giving away free Oreo chocolate candy bars in honor of National Oreo Day. He and the chocolate treat share the same birthday. We talked about that birth. That
Shaq is 100?
He is 100 years old Tuesday.
He looks amazing for being 100 years old.
Later in the day, he decided he would celebrate the day by making someone else's day. It's my birthday and I'm going to do something special for somebody, he said in an Instagram video, posted to his profile. He explained that he tied $500 to the strings of a whole bunch of balloons. So $500 per balloon, whole bunch of balloons. I don't know how much money total. And then let go. It says, thanks for all the birthday wishes. And the idea is that these would come down and wherever they land, if you found one, you'd find $500.
That's awesome. Jeez. Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. It's also weird, and I like that about Shaq. He's still kind of a kid.
Right. Well, and I'm glad he didn't, it sounds like he let people know this afterwards. So there wasn't this like traffic jam, car accidents of people like racing to follow a trail of balloons going across the sky.
Smart idea too. Cause if you'd have told anyone, it would have been bad. But I feel like if I was a dude, an NBA star that made millions of dollars and still made millions from my investments and everything, I feel like I'd love to do things like this. Yeah. It'd be fun. Like, just have a car giveaway or something. Like, if here's the deal, Brian. If I became a millionaire tomorrow, I'd still do TMS.
Well, of course.
Because I love doing it. And if I was still doing the show, on the show.
Don't let that stop you, people, from supporting our Patreon.
Well, yeah. No, listen. It ain't going to happen. But if it did, well, we'll see. Anyway, the point is, I don't know what I'd do, but... The point is, I still want to do the show, and in the show, I would do things like, all right, some random chat room winner's going to get a car or something. I think that'd be a blast.
Wow, okay.
That'd be so much fun to do that.
That would be fun. Yeah, I think I'd have to be more than a millionaire to start giving away cars in the chat room. I think I'd have to be a billionaire to start giving away cars in the chat room.
If I was like, let's say 200 million, giving away a $20,000 Honda is no big deal.
Sure.
It's cheap. Okay. Cheap.
A nice bicycle.
All right. They're calling me Oprah in there. That's right. She did that. Gave everybody a car. Oh, well.
You get a car and you get a car.
See, I wouldn't do that. I'd give one car away.
Everybody gets a car.
Oh, yeah. TVZ Gun has a good idea. Bring Todd and Aaron in to do the show for us when we're millionaires.
That's right. Our subs.
Yeah, Coy and Vance of the podcasting world.
I hate to ask, but are they still at it?
I'm sure they are, aren't they? What else do they got to do? They got that. They got to be. Look that up.
Todd and Aaron in the morning.
I forgot to tell you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to tell Nicole that she might go early today.
Oh, right, because we have no Tom.
You know what I might do then is just go a little longer with this other news. I think I might do that.
Oh, we could. And that would kind of push things to where we need to be.
Yeah, push them a little bit.
Yep. As let's see, looks like there's one from, that's from 2017.
Uh-oh. Have we seen the end?
No, I can't imagine.
There's got to be more of them in our lives.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There has to be.
Let me go to Gebhardt Daily on YouTube.
Uh-huh. Get and, right in there.
3-6. Yeah, they did one as of yesterday. It's got two views.
One for Todd.
Each of them. Yeah.
One for Todd, one for Aaron.
That's right.
Fantastic. All right.
Oh, Nicole says she hears us. She can join whenever we want.
Oh, well, then we'll do it right after. Then we'll take a break. We'll save this other one for tomorrow.
All right.
We're just giving you guys a little bait for tomorrow. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Nicole, we're going to do it. Get into the whole world of recommendals. I got a good one this week. At least I thought it was. And I'm embarrassed how long it took me to watch it, but I'm very, very happy with it. And I'm curious about Brian's. I have zero idea where his came from. I played a bit at the top of it just to get the volume right. And I have no idea what you watched.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be coming up here in a minute, but we can't do that until we play a song and Brian's here to do it.
Well, Scott, I hope you and the listeners don't find listening to this Indie in the Middle to be too much hassle, but we are indeed going to Moscow, Russia for a quintet named Aesthesis. A-E-S-T-H-E-S-Y-S. Or Aesthesis, maybe you pronounce it like ether. This is coming out on their sophomore album called Acromata, actually just came out. Really, really good stuff. The first single is called Maria, M-A-R-E-A. They're an instrumental group based out of Moscow, founded by Nick Konowski as a one-man project back in 2007. It's evolved into a quintet, performing post-rock music with ambient neoclassical influences. Why am I even bothering to say all the names? Eldar Fezraliev, Dmitry Solopov, and Arseniy Karpov. And then they added Viktor Krabovich. That one I can pronounce.
Yeah, that one's all right.
Like an Arrow villain. Viktor Krabovich, you have failed this city.
It fits. It totally fits.
It totally fits.
Yeah.
All right. These guys are fantastic. I love everything I've been hearing on this album, Acromata. And it's like such good background music while I'm working. From the brand new album, which is called Acromata, here's the song Maria.
Oh, here it is. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Scott Johnson here to talk to you for a second about RX Bar. Big thanks for them supporting the show. RX Bar is a whole food protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients and no BS, such as no added sugar, artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, fillers, none of that stuff. 100% whole ingredients, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. Like I said, no added sugar either, which is good for me right now. I'm trying to cut down on that stuff. Great tasting with a variety of flavors. They come in 11 delicious flavor varieties, whether you're, sweet tooth guy or you like a little savory something-something. Chocolate, fruit flavors, there's an RX Bar for you. Really good ingredients that actually taste good. You can taste the real fruit, the spices, the sea salt, that kind of stuff. They're ideal for breakfast on the go, snack at the office, put it in your bag when you're going on the plane, going to the gym, taking a bike ride, running, jogging, whatever. You need to get by in the day, damn it. It's the way to do it. I really like it. Everything tasted great. We liked it so much, Kim went and bought a whole bunch more. Here's what you're going to want to do. Get 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/TMS. But you got to use the promo code TMS as well. That's rxbar.com/TMS. And it's awesome, and you should do it. And why aren't you doing it now? Go right now. Go right now.
In the law book is where they spend most of their day.
Drafting out, maxing out, hardly relaxing, all cool.
And all introducing bills inside of house chambers.
We're more than a couple of guys. Start reviewing the bill.
Are they making changes in committee on the Hill?
I pegged him as slightly cuckoo, too.
The Morning Stream. Mock death at your own peril.
And we're back, everybody. A little instrumental goodness in the middle of the show.
Blowing my nose, making a little breakfast.
Yeah. Blah, blah,
blah. Blah, blah, blah. Didn't that second guy in that legislature clip thing sound a little bit like Quentin Tarantino, the one you just played?
A little bit. Let's play him again. I just want to see. Whoops, hold on.
In the law book is where they spend most of their day.
Drafting out, maxing out, hardly relaxing, all cool.
And all introducing bills inside of house chamber.
That guy?
Third guy. Third guy.
Okay, because he was pretty good too. All right.
More than a couple of guys start reviewing the
video. It was that guy. It was the guy you played, but I said second guy, but it was really the third guy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah, no, it was really bad. So bad. It's so bad, you guys.
Chilling, relaxing, relaxing.
Looking at their feet.
In the chambers, looking at feet.
It's so bad. And that's just the first two stanzas. I didn't I couldn't do the rest. I couldn't even listen.
Oh, really? You tapped out.
I couldn't do it. I tried. I couldn't do it. All right, Nicole time.
Yes.
Didn't have her last week. We'll definitely have her this week. Actually, we didn't have her 2 weeks in a row because she was sick.
Well,
kids.
I was gone.
Yeah, well, you were gone. Oh, yeah. You were gone last week. Week before that, she had sick kids. So it's been a while. This will be a nice little catch up with our favorite friend, Nicole.
Oh, Nicole.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, Nicole Spagnolo from Colorado. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
All right.
Adjust
my volume here.
Oh, you're fine. I can do it if you can't. I got a little something there. Okay.
The dials.
Sound better now. Hey, how are you? How's things?
I'm great.
Yeah?
How are you?
You've been busy and keeping up and all that?
Yeah, Mark's in Seattle. And, yeah.
What's he doing there? What's going on in Seattle?
He's filming.
Sleepless.
He's only 2 miles from our friend Bill.
Oh.
Oh, really?
They should go hang out. Are they going to see each other?
I have no idea.
Oh, you know what? Bill's got, I forgot it's Emerald City Comic Con this weekend, so he's probably up to his neck in that crap.
Wasn't that
last weekend?
I thought it was this weekend. You know what? You're right. Last weekend was Emerald City. You're right. And then this week he's probably not doing anything, but... I assume, so he's filming stuff out here with some other wood people, yeah?
Yes.
All right, filming, getting those wood people going and getting some filming done.
What a weird movie that would be, yep. The wood people.
We are the wood people. We have all the wood. Well, anyway, it's nice to see you and good to have you back, and I'm glad things are going good. It's Recommendals, everybody. We recommend stuff from streaming services, and we talk about them here on the show. We have a tradition on this show where Brian starts first, and I have no reason to think we shouldn't just do that again.
Well, that's seems fair.
Yeah,
right?
It does to me as well. Brian, what do you got there? What are you going to do?
I've got something that came out last year, and I'm not going to say any more about it because I feel like anything I say might give it away, but it's a little bit more fun to hear you guys guess. So let's just go to my clip.
Go to the tape. Here it is.
You're up first.
No.
It's to avoid such situations.
But all of our information
is divided three ways.
Kill one of us.
And you kill the information.
What a pity that would be.
Okay, you're gonna have to give me credit, though, because I don't have much on me.
Oh, how tiresome.
If the commander were here,
he could use the converter to pay us.
But he's been abducted.
Precisely because he had the converter on him.
Unless for security reasons.
Someone else was carrying it on them.
How in space did you get that info?
It's not info.
Just deduction.
We know how humans work.
Mm-hmm. They're all so predictable.
Clearly, you've never met a woman.
I don't know what this is.
The chat room gave it away. Valerian.
The chat room is giving it away.
Oh, yeah. Valerian? Oh, no.
Yeah, it's Valerian on Amazon Prime, right?
That's right. Just arrived there a week ago, March 1st. Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets, which... not good enough to pay to see in the theaters, but certainly for free if you've got Prime, which I know isn't free, but if you've got Prime, you might as well consider it as free. Totally worth it. It's a Luc Besson film. So same guy who brought you Fifth Element. Kind of has that same feel to it. I wish that there was a Mobius influence here because I feel like that the Fifth Element did so well because of a couple different things. The Mobius factor for the character design, but also because of Bruce Willis. I think the two problems this one has, it's got a lot of cool aliens and stuff in it, but you need, for something like this, you need a bigger star than that one dude who was in Chronicle.
Yeah. I was going to say, he's like the Chronicle kid who looks like he could use a sandwich or something. And, and then the girl is like a model. She's okay. She's interesting.
Devin, she has the frowny eyebrows.
Yeah,
she does. She has very dark eyebrows too. Like, she was Enchantress in Suicide Squad. Is probably the only other thing that I know her from.
She was in Paper Town. That was kind of her big break. Have you seen Paper Town?
Paper Town. No.
That was a book turned into a movie written by one of the guys that does VidCon.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting.
What a weird thing that was, right?
Yeah,
Paper
Town
burns at 451 degrees, by the way.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. No open flames in Paper Town. I can tell you that.
No open flames in Paper Town.
So this was one of the movies I was actually most looking forward to in the year, and then I didn't see it because it was such tepid reception.
Got such bad reviews and stuff. And as a free movie, great, great free movie. I think it's worth seeing if you've got Amazon Prime. It's visually beautiful. There's a little bit of a slog during part of it, but it gets through it pretty quick. I mean, the whole movie, it's an over 2-hour movie. I want to say it's like 2 hours and 15 minutes or something.
It's long.
It's enjoyable from its visual standpoint and from its story standpoint. I didn't know that it was actually based on French sci-fi comics. I wasn't sure if this was an adaptation of a previously written thing or if this was like a brand new thing that Luc Besson was trying to.
It's like really, really old too, right? Aren't these comics from like the 70s or 80s or something?
Wouldn't surprise me because it feels like it's kind of, 1967.
Actually. Oh, even earlier than I thought. Yeah, they were supposed to, they're beloved, I guess, but they're super old. And who knows how the adaptation went, if it actually worked or not, but. Man, Luc Besson, he's so
hidden. Rihanna in there. You got Ethan Hawke. You got Rutger Hauer. Herbie Hancock plays the, I guess the general. Yeah, that's exactly. The rocket guy. It's, like I said, for a free movie, it's great. Totally worth seeing. I wouldn't have paid money to see this, but I actually did kind of enjoy it.
Did Rihanna, so was Rihanna good? Did she do good work?
Ha! You know, it's funny. She's in it very briefly, and she goes back and forth between a real character and a virtual character. And when she's a real character, it's really good. When she's a virtual character, there's a very big difference between what she sounds like and what she should sound like. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and they do some things where it sounds like her voiceover work was just done with her right in front of a microphone like this, despite how far away the character might be from camera or stuff like that.
Right.
So I didn't like that, but
interesting.
She had a cameo in This Is the End of the World movie.
Did she? I know she's in the Battleship, the board game adaptation Battleship too.
I heard that's a good movie if you don't pay for it too.
Probably is. Yeah.
One of those that if you, as long as you didn't go to a theater and like waste your time there, it's a fun little watch at home or whatever.
Right.
I'm going to watch it. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I was going to watch it last night, but at the last minute I changed my mind and I'm really glad I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at you guys. Yeah. Syncing up your movie watching. I like it.
No kidding. That's funny. It's funny because there was another movie we were thinking about watching last night, but we probably will watch it next week for next week's recommendal. So,
All right.
But anyway, you could do far worse with 2.5 hours than watch Valerian. I think you'll see the problem. I think if it was better cast, it would have done a lot better. They just need somebody stronger in the main two character roles than Dane and Kara.
Yeah. Valerian Steel is always what I think of when I hear that
right?
name.
Right, yeah. You know, exactly. It's the
kind of throws me. Mm-hmm. All right, well, here's my clip. Let's see if you guys can figure it out. It's the easiest damn thing ever. But anyway, here it is.
You evaded my request for a denial that there is a Confederate peace offer because there is one. We are absolutely guaranteed to lose the whole thing.
And we don't need a goddamn abolition amendment. No. Leave the Constitution alone.
The peace commissioners appear today or state worse, by state, on the morning.
I can't listen to this anymore. I can't accomplish a goddamn thing of any human meaning or worth until we cure ourselves of slavery and end this pestilential war.
All right, I finally saw Lincoln.
That's that penny dude.
Yeah, he's the guy in the penny.
Daniel Day-Lewis as penny dude.
Penny face. Yeah, it's...
I drink your sarsaparilla.
For whatever reason, I am way behind on a bunch of Spielberg recent-y movies. Like, I still haven't seen War Horse. I hadn't seen Lincoln until yesterday or day before yesterday, I guess. And I hadn't seen... There's another one I haven't seen. Crap. Another.
Where's this one playing?
It is on Netflix right now. And it's awesome. It got added. It's so good. Like, I knew it would be good. Like, there's a reason these things get nominated to hell and back and people win Oscars and he got Best Actor and all that. Like, it's all deserved. And I knew it would be good, and I just never got around to it. So I'm like, oh, here it is. No excuse. Let's see what we got here. I loved this movie. I loved every second of it. I'm a big sucker for historical dramas anyway, like straight up anything like The Crown or this or I'm sure I'm going to feel exactly the same about the Churchill thing that what's his name just won for.
Oh. Right, yeah, Darkest Hour.
Dunkirk, fantastic. All those things. While I sometimes get a little behind, they're always the thing I like, and I always walk away feeling I learn more. I go down deeper wells than I do with any other kind of movies. Like, I spent hours on Wikipedia after this movie just going, all right, let's learn more about so-and-so. What was he really like, and was it accurate in the movie? Like, I really eat this stuff up. So whatever took me so long, I don't know, but it's fantastic, and... kind of a really shines a bright light on the process that existed then. And it's kind of shocking to just be reminded that we're not that different now when we have disagreements. Mm-hmm. Like, we're kind of a-holes no matter what age we're in. And Lincoln was a special brand of something. Sally Field's incredible in that. She is just like mind-blowingly good. And I didn't expect that. I usually just think, oh, Sally Field, she'll fill in nicely. She'll do whatever good job she does. But she... as Mary Todd Lincoln is like a freaking powerhouse in this movie.
Yeah, she's really good.
Straight across the board. Everybody's great. What's great also is just tons and tons of actors that I admire playing small roles. What's his name? I can't think of his name now. I'm no good with names today. Anyway, played the Justified guy, bad guy, bald.
Crowder.
Crowder, Boyd Crowder. What's his real name, though? That guy, Shane from the other show. Anyway,
yes, right, yes.
I can't
Walton
think of
Goggins.
Goggins. Gosh dang it, yeah. He's great. He's just like this nervous guy from Ohio. And what's his name? Who played the? I'm doing it again. The guy that played Jared the pie Harris. Maker and the bad guy in
Lee Pace.
Lee Pace, thank you.
Yes,
he was fantastic in it.
Are you just looking at the credits, Brian?
I am, because I know exactly. I'm like going to try and move this along. We've only got 2 hours.
It's really good. The guy.
Here's the funny thing, though.
Yeah, yeah.
The dude who was the lead actor, Dane DeHaan from Valerian, is also in this as second white soldier.
Oh, wow. All right. Making it work for himself there.
little combination there, a little crossover.
But lots of like character actors that you've seen a million times and things that you don't think about normally. Like just a fantastic cast, incredible direction. It's just a
David
beautiful
Strathairn,
movie.
James Spader.
Oh my gosh, Strathairn is just.
Strathairn.
Is that how you say it? I don't know how you say it. He's amazing.
Is, right.
Is it Strathairn?
Right.
Yeah, and then you got the what's his name? I can't think of any names.
Who's he going to come up with from this list?
Who played the son, the Robert, his son? It's a famous guy. It's three names.
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you say him earlier? You might have.
I did. Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Lincoln, streaming now on Netflix, and I don't remember names at all. I remember who they are and other things. It's like, oh, the guy who says, I don't care, and The Fugitive, he's in it.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones.
And he's amazing in it.
Now
oh
you're
my
just
gosh.
Messing with me.
Now I'm just messing with you. Now I knew that one, but
the guy who played Rorschach is in it.
Oh, he is. That guy's totally in it. Wait, what's his real name though? Hold on. Don't
Jackie?
Say it.
Okay, sorry.
Jackie Earl Haley
Robinson. Ah, very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jackie Onassis. No. Anyway, it's worth your time, and it blew by. I just loved every second, and it's mostly like a open chamber movie. There's no giant mm-hmm. action scenes in this. There's no moments of like, oh, harrowing
You're
escape.
Out of order. Yeah. I'm out of order. This whole court is out of order.
It's kind of that, right? Like a lot of yelling. The gentleman from Pennsylvania will sit down and allow to bring it. Like I love that stuff. Just love it. Eat it up. It's so good. So watch it. It's Lincoln. It's about the Penny Man, and it's up now on Netflix. Nicole, what'd you bring?
Yes. So the other night, I watched the Oscars. I didn't watch it Sunday night because I just, you know, kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they have it on Hulu, so I had a chance to watch it, and it inspired me. Do I have an echo?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
I hear the echo. Okay. As long as you don't hear it,
it'll figure itself out. That's a Discord thing. When
yeah.
You don't talk for
sometimes
a while.
It depends. Also, okay. You have you're slightly gibbery, but I have a feeling it may just be we've had issues in the last few shows with something, but it's not bad. And I don't even know what gibbery means. So
you're gibbery, Nicole.
Yeah.
So gibbery.
Jibber.
Gibber.
Gibber.
Anyway, this movie has already been recommended by Brian, but I finally got a chance to watch it, and I'm so glad I did. I watched it late last night. If you follow me on Twitter, you already know what I'm going to recommend. Mm. But it was so good. I loved it so much.
Okay.
And it wasn't. We'll talk about it after you play the clip.
All right. Oh, there's a clip. Hold on.
It's in the Discord chat. Sorry,
no worries.
Because I don't play them because it sounds weird.
No, it's all good. Here we go.
Hello.
Look. Hi.
Oh, I still haven't seen this either.
I owe you an apology. How rude of me to have touched your belongings without asking.
Oh, no, it's cool. I was just confused.
Well, I can assure you there was no funny business. Allow me to explain. I lifted your cellular phone to wipe down the dresser, and it accidentally came undone.
Yeah,
Rather than meddle with it further, I left it that way. How foolish of me.
It's fine.
Oh, dude. Why don't I just see Get Out? What's wrong with me? Why don't I just see it?
You need to.
Yeah, so you can watch this on HBO. That's how I watched it. And I don't know what held me back. You know what? I do know what held me back on watching it. I thought it was going to be a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be like, I wasn't, when I have a chance to watch movies as late at night, I will say it kept me up. Like it disturbed me that much, but it wasn't a horror movie, but it was, there were funny moments. I just really enjoyed it. And I heard all the hype, but I'd never heard about like, twist or any of the details of it. I stayed away from all that.
Good.
Not going to talk about that. I'm just going to say it was really well done. I felt like it was kind of like a Twilight Zone episode made into a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus you got the Black Mirror, a guy from Black Mirror in it, which is kind of cool. He was in that second episode of Black Mirror in the first season where he's on the treadmill all the time trying to earn credits. That's that actor.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Is that him?
Yep. That's him.
I didn't realize that was. No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's British as hell, too, by the way. He's like opposite of American. And he was just in Black Panther. He's also great in that.
Well, who I recognized was Rose's brother. Brian, did you recognize him from Twin Peaks, the return?
Rose's brother. Oh. He's...
Not Bradley Whitford.
No.
Bradley Whitford's in it, but...
Hey, I remembered a name. I just want to point that out.
So Rose's brother, he was the one that was talking about the MMA. You know, do you like MMA?
Oh, why am I struggling to remember who Rose was? Remind me.
Rose was the girlfriend.
Oh, the main girl.
The main girl.
The main girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So her brother. No,
I'm talking about. Okay, Rose's brother in Get Out. I was trying to remember Rose in Twin Peaks.
No. Sorry.
Blue Rose and okay, yes.
So her brother was also in Twin Peaks, and I was having a hard time because I hated him in Twin Peaks, and he just was perfect for this role in Get Out. And I really enjoyed the movie. It ended. I'm glad it didn't end the way I expected it to end.
Yeah, I am too. That's a good.
There is an alternate ending though. You can watch on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know. Yeah, that's cool. Is that good? Huh? The alternate ending any good?
It ends. The alternate ending is how you would expect it to end.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I'm always fascinated by that. Like which one they choose and why and when it works.
I'm so glad they didn't pick that one.
Interesting.
Yes. Caleb Landry Jones, by the way, is the guy who plays her brother, Allison Williams' brother in Get Out. And he was trying to see who he was. Yeah. He was Stephen Burnett in Twin Peaks.
Yeah. He was the husband of... Amanda Seyfried.
Oh, Seyfried.
Right.
She's got the big eyes. Or am I thinking of somebody
the big
else?
Eyes.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, big anime eyes on that girl.
Yeah.
So. Nothing wrong with that.
He was also the guy who sells the billboards in Three Billboards. He sells three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Oh my gosh! Look at the crossover we're having here. This is fantastic. You know, it's like when they walked across the street and gave everybody over there whatever they did. It was like all these DC people hanging out. It was crazy.
Right. Right,
you know, exactly, the more you think about it, Hollywood's like really insular. There's like everybody's in everything. Like it's not like there's like every movie that was nominated has some crossover. Somebody was something else.
Yeah, totally.
Some actor or some sound guy or some whatever. Like it really is just a small business that makes a ton of money.
I just didn't realize that that guy was in two of the Best Picture nominees in both Get Out and Ebbing, Missouri. It's like, oh wow, dude's awesome.
Yeah,
well deserved.
I don't like him. I mean, I guess that's the vibe he's giving me. But oh god, he just I hate that guy.
Yes, exactly. That's what makes him a good actor.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Supposed to not like him.
It's what you want. All right, well that's excellent. May we all watch these three movies. These are all good picks, I think. Yeah. And I think we should all see them. I assume I'm the only one that hadn't seen Lincoln, right? Am I the only one?
Yeah, I've seen
it. I've never seen it.
You should see Lincoln. I think you'd really like it. And it's also a reminder that politics and the democratic process as an experiment is always kind of at risk, and it's always being worked on. It's not really about succeeding. It's about the battle to succeed. Mm-hmm. This movie's a great reminder of that in a time that's so different than ours, but so reminiscent of kind of some of the infighting that's going on now. It's really, I find that weirdly comforting because you're like,
I wonder if historians feel that way too, because I remember being in college and one of my economics professor talked about history being a roller coaster where you have, especially like with wars, mm-hmm. where you have these peaks and then you go down and you have times of peace, but then it goes back up. And I remember it's something he said. He goes to the entire class. He said, so unfortunately we're on the upswing and you're going to be right around the time for a big war. I'm like sitting there going, crap.
Yeah, no, they have a perspective that we don't have. And there is something comforting about knowing the patterns and seeing similarities and then saying, well, okay, this happened in Rome, so we should be careful here and blah, 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 whatever. But they're not panicking and freaking out because there's some 30-year-old that didn't really pay attention in history class that thinks all this is new. And all of this fighting and this conflict and this back and forth and these racial tension, gender tension, all these things have always sort of been with us. And we're actually way better than we ever have been, generally speaking. So when something spikes, we freak out, but really there's lots of data we can look at and go, oh, okay. Well, back then, people didn't have enough food in this part of the world. Now they're doing fine over there. Like, it's just a great way to sort of get a more optimistic look at where we're at. Anyway, I liked it a lot, so you should see that. And I will watch that and the Little Prince. That's what I'm going to do.
You remember it.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah. Hey, look, two names remembered today. Little Prince and what was the other thing? I don't remember what I remembered.
I think Little Prince is on the bingo card now.
Yeah, it probably ought to be. If it isn't, it should
probably,
be.
Yeah.
When you finally do watch that, you're going to be like, we're done. We're done talking about it.
So next week, we'll do this again. I'm looking forward to what everyone has. It's funny. I watched a bunch of stuff actually leading up to this, and Lincoln became the thing that I became the most obsessed with, but hell, I got a backlog if I need to use it. So plenty to talk about next week. Nicole Spagnolo is Nicole Spag on Twitter. You can follow her there. She'll post about this and other rad stuff. And I hope things are going good with the kids, and I hope Mark gets home safe.
And that's my mother-in-law. Everybody's like, I thought Mark was gone.
See,
who's wondering?
Yeah. You gotta yell. What's your mother-in-law's first name? Just curious.
Lorna.
So if something breaks on the computer, you can go, Lorna, like that.
That perfect. Wouldn't do anything.
It wouldn't do anything. She'd just think, oh no, call 911. Something's wrong with Nicole.
She'll be calling for me.
That's a great idea.
Right.
Have a fantastic week. We'll see you next time. Brian Ibbett. Oh, I hung up on the wrong person.
Brian.
Did I kick Brian and not you?
Hey, let's do the show.
Oh, crap. How did I do that?
I don't know.
Hold on. Oh, now there she goes. Gosh dang it. Scott. Hold on. Coverville. Oops. Sorry, everybody. That was real dumb.
Wow. You not only booted me out of the call, you deleted the morning stream Discord thing that we have.
Yeah. That was dumb. It should show back for you now, though, right?
It does. It shows back for you.
Okay.
Now, yeah.
I don't know what I did there. That was super, super stupid. Okay. Well, I know what I did. I got rid of you and not Nicole, which is...
Yeah, I know exactly what... There's no mystery there,
nope,
Scott.
None. All right, we're going to take our leave, but first of all, we need to find out what's going on in Coverville today at 1 o'clock. What's happening today?
So every once in a while, I like to do a show where I play a few shorter sets for all the people having birthdays that don't warrant a longer show. And today on the show, we're going to be doing exactly that. People celebrating birthdays this first week of March include Nick Kershaw, Lou Reed, the late, great Lou Reed, Eddie Grant, who you all know from Electric Avenue, but had a couple more hits, and Gary Newman, who you all know from Cars, but he also had a few more hits. So Gary Newman, Eddie Grant, Lou Reed, and Nick Kershaw all being celebrated on today's
episode. Nick Kershaw, wouldn't it be good? Is that the guy?
The guy, yep.
See, why is the memory working with that?
I know. Well, it's... It's off and on, Scott.
This is a sign of something. Something's going
on. He's one of my favorite musicians, too. I've liked him ever since the 80s, and he's continued to release amazing music. He's really good friends with the lead singer of Haircut 100, and he tweets all the time about the two of them getting together and with their wives and having a party, dinner party and things like that. It's really, really cool.
That's awesome.
Just seems like the nicest guy.
Well, that's good. Tune in today, 1 o'clock p.m. live, and, of course, Coverville. The podcast after that.
Live, yeah.
Yep, coverville.com for all the details. It's going to do it for us. Patreon.com/TMS is how you can support the show. Big thanks to everyone who does. Consider it if you haven't. It's a great way to show the show some love and keep the power on. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. You can go there to find links to everything. Our song requests that we talked about earlier linked there. You can find the link to the Overwatch tournament we're going to be having. By the way, quick point of clarification for that. Some have asked me, hey, Scott, do they have to be fellow tadpoolers on the teams? No, it can be whoever you want. Like, my daughter and son are forming a team. They've already named it and everything. That is them plus my other daughter, her husband, and some guy I don't know. So it doesn't matter. We don't care. We don't care. Just, I mean, you're hearing about this because you're in the tadpool, but who your teams are, it's fine. We don't care. Be whoever you want to be. It's not a problem. It's all for fun. It's all for giggles. So go check that out. Frogpants.com/TMS. All our other stuff is there. Our morning stream email, which is themorningstream@gmail.com. Follow Brian on Twitter @Coverville. Follow me @ScottJohnson. And follow the show, if you will, @MorningStream. That's going to do it for us. Brian, do we have an outro song, please?
We have an outro song. Hi, Tom. You didn't hear us use the word outro. Dear Mr. Johnson and Mr. Ibbett, says Raymond P. Hargis. It's been my pleasure to hear you guys daily for close to 11 years. Started with The Instance, which got me hooked to everything you've done, which then got me into Coverville and Politics, 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 and The Wood Whisperer, and really enjoying everything that has rolled past TMS. I won't gush too much about you gents, but you really are something special. Aww. The lady friend, Sierra, is a big fan too. I always have TMS playing, and she started to get into it. Now it's on while she gets ready every morning, which means I get to re-listen to you if I'm ahead of her in the schedule, kind of like getting extra dessert. But not this week. This week, we are saving all the episodes from the 5th to the 9th so we can play them while we travel to Disney World, along with a backlog of Unfriend Me and Sierra's other favorite podcast, Brian's Pokemon Go podcast. We will have plenty to catch up on. Jeez. We did the same thing a few years back when we drove out to California. You all make the traveling a bit more fun. On another note, I just want to say how much I love Sierra and how amazing it is to go on these adventures with her. Life is so much more bright and funny and wonderful with her. You make me happy, butt.
Oh, bye, Bob. See ya, Bob Patterson. Just see ya. It's too sweet for me.
So maybe now would be a good time to ask for a song request. Since we are headed to Disney, how about a Disney song? Something up-tempo, fun, and we can sing along with. We'll let the master of songs choose the ditty because he's just so damn good at it. Thanks again, fellas, for bringing joy to this crazy mixed-up world. Love the show, though. Raymond P. Hargis. Well, you guys have a great time at Disney World.
Yeah.
I can relate, man. I was just there and I had a great time. And you guys don't have the pleasure of having family members to slow things down or cause any strife. So good for you. This is a recent album discovery of mine. It is a Metal Disney. Came out a couple of years ago, but I didn't find out about it until last year. It's performed by the D Metal Stars. And it's a bunch of covers of songs from Disney movies, including this one, which was originally found in the movie Aladdin. Don't you dare close your eyes. It's a whole new world.
Oh, this is great. All right, here it is, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, Wendy, and all that. So come back for Thursday. We'll see you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
You anus!